Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. And then coming up, the Supreme Court making one of the most bizarre decisions I think I've ever seen.
It is laughable.
We will get to that here in a moment. But first, Ryan is in Texas on the line to start things out here tonight. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. How are you doing today?
Hey there.
I just have a few things real quick. I think it was a week or two ago that Mark said something about he'd never heard a banker say that he wanted all the Mexicans to come over. It was during a conspiracy theory call about illegal immigration or something. And I just have to say, I work for one of the major banks, so you can call me a banker, and I want all the Mexicans to come over. So you can't say that. You've never heard a banker say that anymore.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Taking bills at the teller window doesn't count as being a banker.
Well, how many bankers have you talked to?
No. I'm not a teller. I'm a corporate guy.
Even if you're the guy, you know, running the show on a franchise level, I'm talking about, you know, big bankers is what
How
I was referring to.
How many bankers have you heard from, Mark? You said you haven't heard any bankers saying that lately. Do you talk to them very often?
Is that the best you can come up with?
I'm asking you.
That's your confrontational
craft? Where do you get that claim from that you've never even heard a banker say that?
The reason I was saying it was the guy was claiming that the bankers are trying to get us with the immigrants. They're in there with the pitchforks, poking them in their butts, getting them to come across the border. And they're not, because it's a ludicrous claim. And, you know, the gentleman here is, of course, works at a bank, and he would like to welcome people to this country, and I totally appreciate that. But
you know what? I have a quick question for the caller. Have you ever been to the Bohemian Grove?
I have not.
What question is that?
So you ate diddly for a banker then?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Ryan, anything else you want
to share
tonight?
I've been to the Bahamas and the Caribbean. Does that count?
Thanks, no. Ryan. I appreciate the call.
Only if they have owl gods.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We go to the unscreened amp lines. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, Curtis.
What's going on tonight?
Curtis calling, co-host of the show, also the organizer of the Porcupine, one of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, coming up in mere weeks. I spotted you online and said, hey, man, there's been a lot of exciting news about the Porkfest. You've been busy posting it all over Facebook. I figured it'd be a good idea to have you sort of post it on the air here.
Absolutely. Well, we got our closing speaker squared away. It's ex-Governor Gary Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Now, who is Gary Johnson, for our listeners that don't know?
Former governor of New Mexico. He was real independent. He's got a lot of credits to his name as tenured governor, cutting taxes, cutting spending, stuff like that, balancing his budget and whatnot. He's the honorary chairman of a 501c4 right now, so he'll go out of his way to tell you that he can't say he's gearing up for a run for president in 2012.
He's also very anti-war on drugs, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the context I first heard of Gary Johnson was back years ago when I was volunteering for the Libertarian Party. He was kind of the buzz at one point because he's I don't know how long he's been out against the war on drugs, but it seems like it's been a while.
I believe he came out, I want to say during his first term as governor, and a lot of people thought it was going to cost him the re-election. Mm. But he stuck it out, did 8 years, and did a wonderful job as governor.
Right on. So he'll be wrapping the event up on Sunday.
Yes. We've also got him as the guest moderator for the old school goes to pot debate between Rich Paul and Matt Simon.
Oh, that'll be amazing. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what that is.
Okay. Well, it's kind of I guess it's kind of an inside joke, whatnot. It's inside the community here. There's two pretty visible efforts to let's say stop marijuana arrests. I'd say that's where the two efforts coincide. And the efforts have been, you know, through the legal system, through the political system, trying to pass legislation. And that would be Matt Simon with NH Compassion and NH Cares. And then there's been kind of a, I'm sure most of the listeners are familiar with it, this kind of unplanned, impromptu protests that became very popular, these 420 celebrations, which are just people going out in public place and acting free and standing up for their rights.
Right, it's people smoking cannabis in public on a daily basis in Keene, New Hampshire, and you're right, it has been incredibly successful. What happened as a result of that was that there's been some kind of bad blood between the two camps. And I don't know if it's an inside joke, because I think some feelings were hurt and some people dissolved friendships as a result of this. But essentially, the political activists got a real hair up their butt about the fact that some of the civil disobedience were out doing the 420 celebrations. And you're bringing them together for a debate?
Yeah, well, see, that's the inside joke part, is anytime the civil disobedience and the politicos kind of go at odds, the civ diffs always end up as the whipping boy. So that's what I refer to as the inside joke.
Who ends up as the whipping boy? You're kind of faded out there for a moment.
Oh, the civ diffs crowd.
Ah, gotcha, civil disobedience.
They're always being blamed for the politicos, you know, shortcomings or perceived shortcomings.
So it's all going to be laid out to bear. The gloves will be taken off. And there will be a debate at the Porcupine Freedom Festival between the sort of the more visible heads of both camps.
Well, I hope the gloves stay on in the form of civility. But I think that I'm very interested in what the two sides have to say on this one.
Yeah. And you say Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, the anti-drug war, anti-prohibition governor, will be the moderator. That's pretty cool.
Special guest referee.
Right on. So Porkfest 20. Great. Porkfest2010.com. Hey, by the way, Curtis, the Porkfest.com, the other website, it still lists the early bird discount on the front page. You might want to update that or redirect it to Porkfest2010.com, because that's the main site. It's got a forum. It's a way for people to get in touch with other individuals who are going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But what are their announcements? Because you got a couple, at least one other speaker that I think is pretty exciting.
Yeah, Larkin Rose is going to be there. He actually... This is just a testament to how awesome Porkfest is as an event. No one got around to reaching out to him. He just wanted to show up.
No, oh, wow.
Well, he is a Free State Project participant.
Is he? I'm not aware of who isn't, though. So.
Yes.
It's a secret list.
Larkin Rose, well, I mean, he's been on our program, and we've talked about it. So, yes, he absolutely is a participant. In fact, I believe he actually owns property in New Hampshire, although has not made this his permanent home. So who knows? I don't think he's been to a Porkfest before, so this may be a real motivating factor in getting him to make the move up here sooner rather than later. What will he be talking about?
Yeah, he's giving a talk that I'm really excited about. It's calling it Man the Lifeboats, and it's basically saying that we need to, you know, accept reality. We can't, you know, save this ship. We can't save everybody. We need to, you know, do what we can to save ourselves and you know, live freely.
I love it. It's going to be great.
About an hour-long talk. Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice.
So now, do we know if Gary Johnson is just going to be showing up for the Sunday, or also Larkin Rose, will he be there all weekend? What's the plan there?
Gary will be there Thursday to Sunday.
Wow.
I believe it's Thursday to Sunday, yeah.
I have to say that's kind of impressive. And I'm not somebody who's easily impressed by politicians. And I don't know like you said, he may be running for office in 2012. But I'm not somebody who's easily impressed. But normally, when a politician comes to an event, they swoop in, they arrive in their SUV or their limo, they step out, they do the appearance that they're scheduled to do, you know, lock down all the camera access and make sure that only the people that are there can see them, and they come in and they do their speech, and then they swoop back out into their SUV and they drive off into the distance. To actually have one of them mingling with literally a crowd full of voluntarists and minarchists and really liberty-oriented people for an entire weekend, I think is pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, we don't want to turn Porkfest into some giant straw poll. So there were some criteria we laid down.
Oh, so you made it so he had to be there the whole weekend?
Can I come back after the break?
Yeah, sure. Hang on. More with Curtis. Porkfest2010.com. Get registered. Get signed up. Hundreds of liberty-minded people together camping out in the woods in New Hampshire. It's a great time. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are for free. And those features include our live streams. We've got a couple of them. We've got a broadband version as well as a dial-up version. Plus, you can even get listen lines. Phone number that allows you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance, listening around the clock, listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Remember the old song line there, ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, for me this year, it just won't be true, since I found New Zealand's Nature Bee. And here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii to explain.
Hello there, Free Thought Live. You know, here's the explanation. The fact is, good nutrition means a healthier mind and body. That gives you the energy that you want, better sleep and concentration. Big old boost to your whole system. You take the two golden capsules of Nature Bee. You get every vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant your body needs to chase away those summertime blues.
But how will people know that Nature Bee is actually working, Mike?
Yeah, that's a good one. Shortly after you start taking Nature Bee, you'll notice you're getting a much better quality sleep at night. Then things like silkier hair, clearer skin, even stronger fingernails. Fingers are looking better, and you'll have heaps more energy.
Well, as you know, I'm in, and now how can our listeners, how can they be in, too, with Nature Bee?
See, that's the easy part. Right now, you get a whopping six-month supply of Nature Bee, the best supplement on Earth, with just $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to bonus Free Talk Live listeners 3 extra months for free right to your door with a little delivery fee when you make the toll-free call to New Zealand. 1-866-834-8355. Come on now, light them up. 1-866-834-8355 or online, you bet, NatureBee. That's naturebee.com.
Okay, everyone, that number once again is 866-834-8355. Be like me. Call your order in now at naturebee.com. That's naturebee.com.
All right, let's continue here. Curtis is with us, Sovereign Curtis, on the line here, calling from lovely New Hampshire, of course, because you're here. You're busily promoting the exciting 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival happening June 24th through the 27th, so it's just weeks away. What's the exact day countdown, Curtis? Are you keeping track?
3 weeks.
3 weeks from this week. So you'll be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you're registered, you don't want to just show up the day of because it's going to cost you an extra $5. So go in advance and helps us because then, you know, the Free State Project knows how many people are expected to show up. Head over to porkfest2010.com, get your registration in, get signed up for some of the special occasions like Michael Badnarik, who's going to be doing a constitution class. Is that Thursday, Curtis? So Michael Badnarik, the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate, Free State Project participant, he'll be giving an 8-hour session on the Constitution for those of you who are into the constitutional thing. How close are you to being sold as far as the amount of tickets you need to get Michael to the event?
I think we've got a dozen left.
So another dozen people, and that will lock in his appearance. What about Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land? He's giving an 8-hour class on the, you know, the crazy judicial system or scam, whatever you want to call it. He'll be there on Friday. How close are you there? What do you need to get to?
We need one more ticket to scare him, but we got room for another dozen, basically.
Awesome. All right. So you can be the last person to guarantee that Mark Stevens, who, by the way, will hang out all weekend long. Is that the same true for Michael Badnarik?
No, he's got to go somewhere on Friday, so he'll be coming in Thursday, leaving Friday.
All right, well,
yep.
Mark Stevens will be there all weekend long, as I understand it, so get signed up for that. It's one of the options over at porkfest2010.com. You just broke the news tonight, Curtis, that some other interesting personalities will be there. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, widely known in the Liberty circles as a very, from what I understand, very principled anti-drug war person, someone who is against prohibition, who came out during his political career, and I guess his political career isn't over, apparently, and he's going to be there all weekend, which was a surprise to me, and it was apparently part of the contract. You were going to, I guess, explicate a bit more on that?
Well, yeah, I didn't lay down the hammer or anything. We just let them know that, you know, Porkfest is like an in-state thing, you know, the reasoning behind the event, and we really didn't want to turn it to some, you know, straw poll in 5 years where everyone tried to show up and, you know, curry people's favorite.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Yeah. And I also let them know that, you know, if we were to do this, it'd be nice if they could come all weekend and, you know, actually talk to people individually, you know, be part of the community, basically.
Mm.
They were absolutely down for both of those. So it wasn't like I said, you got to do it this way. That's the way we want to do it.
That's cool, man. I'm glad I'm really impressed by that. And that makes me really want to have him on the show. I mean, I would have had him on the show anyway just to talk to him about the drug war. But hopefully.
Well, let me do one more attaboy for him because they had the Northeast scheduled for, you know, this block of time anyway to come here and talk to people. And they had Porkfest at the top of their short list of places they wanted to go while they were in the Northeast.
Porkfest is an incredibly awesome destination.
It was an easy sell, yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are signed up on Facebook to be attending. You've got over 400 registrations now that have actually prepaid. Is that right?
Almost 500.
Almost 500 people have registered in advance. Is my understanding the campsites themselves are sold out, but there are also extra camping areas in other places on the campgrounds, like RV. What's the camping situation right now? What's the availability?
Yeah, the official campsites are sold out, but what they have is RV sites. They've got probably four times as many RV sites as campsites, which are just rectangular-shaped campsites, all really uniform. And most of them still have tree cover, but so those are still available, and they'll be rented at the campsite rate for water and electric, which is like $27 a night, minus 10% when you mention Porkfest.
Are the hotel rooms sold out?
Hotels sold out. The cabins are sold out. The park models are sold out. Yeah.
Get your registrations in as soon as possible.
That
otherwise,
is so
you're going to be
awesome.
Otherwise, you're going to be at a hotel down the road somewhere. And there are hotels.
Oh, that
down
happens
the road.
To people. Absolutely, yeah. Happens to people.
Now, how does this compare to last year?
Ticket-wise?
Yes.
Well, there was a little bit difference done with the under 18 crowd last year, but at this point, we can definitively say we've sold more tickets than we sold last year.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. And we still, as you said, are 3 weeks out, so still plenty of time to get your registrations taken care of in advance, lock your campsite in. And so Larkin Rose is also showing up. He's going to be doing an hour-long speech, hanging out presumably all weekend, yes?
Yes, exactly.
That is fantastic. He's one of the, I think he's an incredible activist, a man who has actually gone to jail for his beliefs about the federal income tax. We've had him on this program in the past. Anything else that's hot and fresh that you want to get out there tonight, Curtis?
Jordan Page will be performing live.
Who is that?
Jordan Page is an activist musician. You can check him out on YouTube. He's got some really great acoustic music and other stuff.
Now, he's not the only one. Aren't there several bands?
Everyone else seems to know who he is.
I'm sorry, what?
Sagan. I said everyone else seems to know who he is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not into the music scene. But aren't there several bands that are playing at Pork? I mean, isn't Hannah going to be playing? And one of our listeners?
If I had to take a guess, I'd say something like 50 musicians signed up to jam.
Wow, that's incredible.
But it's not my area of expertise, so that's just a guess. But there's been that much positive feedback, people who want to come and, you know, participate at. I think we'll have three nights of live music, no problem.
So much is happening. The CD Evolution Fund is putting on a scavenger hunt, as I understand it. That is in its, planning stages right now. There's just a load of things to do listed over at porkfest2010.com. The official schedule is pretty much up, as I understand it. And people can go there. They can get registered and get on board. What is it? Is it $25 to get registered, Curtis?
Right now, it's $25.
$25 until the day of, right? So if you show up then, it's $30 at the door?
Correct.
All right. Hey, thanks for the updates tonight. Appreciate it. Porkfest2010.com. Porkfest with a C, 2010.com. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights.
We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our bulletin board system is there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, everything from serious issues to silly nonsense. You'll find it all, and it's virtually unmoderated, so do use your discretion at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. I said we've got the story about this very bizarre Supreme Court decision. CNN Justice reporting at CNN.com. If criminal suspects fail to invoke their right to remain silent, they have waived that right, according to the Supreme Court's divided ruling on Tuesday.
I've read this and I'm still a little stuck. What does invoking your right to remain silent mean? I mean,
it sounds
clearly,
to me like it's I am invoking my right to remain silent.
You could interpret it that way, and I want to know more about this. I haven't read it thoroughly, but
I suppose you could write it down if you wanted to.
I suppose you could just not speak. I mean, I'm invoking my right to remain silent by not speaking. That makes sense, because obviously if you aren't using your right to remain silent, you don't have it.
Well, let's get it clear here. According to the story, the High Court upheld the murder conviction of a man who did not verbally assert his right to remain silent. So apparently if you're a mute, you wouldn't be able to verbally do anything.
But if he did that, though, did he say something later on that incriminated him in the case?
I don't know. We might find that out here. In a 5-4 ruling, the court said the suspect must tell officers explicitly that he or she is asserting that right. So I guess that means you have to tell every single government officer that comes in front of you?
Because, no, the arresting officer.
Well, it says you have to tell officers. Any government officer that asks you a question, whether it's in jail or an arresting officer or anybody.
Yeah, they can all use it against you.
You would have to
tell
them.
But then
if
you tell them that, you're not silent anymore.
That's the point of this. That's why this is so ludicrous.
It's kind of cool being silent, just being quiet.
I agree with that. Known as the Miranda rights, the famous constitutional right to remain silent and right to talk to a lawyer before answering any questions are among the well-known warnings all criminal suspects must be given upon arrest, which is not true. You do not have to be given the Miranda warnings upon arrest. And this journalist really blew that big factoid.
Yeah.
When you're arrested, they have no obligation to tell you that. It's only when they're asking you questions that they supposedly have to read you your Miranda rights. If they're not going to ask you any, if they're not going to interrogate you, they don't have to do anything. So if they arrest you and they don't ask you questions, and you're in the back of the police car all of a sudden blabbing out that
singing like a bird,
I'm so sorry, blah blah blah.
Right.
Well, that's all admissible.
Plenty of people do that, I imagine, too.
Yes, and then later on they find out about the Miranda rights. Hey, you didn't read me my rights. You have to throw all that out. No, we don't. So that's they really got that one wrong at CNN.com. Anyway, we'll continue here with their report. The conservative court has generally been supportive in recent years when police challenges to Miranda rights have been raised. A suspect who has received and understood the Miranda warnings and has not invoked his Miranda rights waives the right to remain silent by making an uncoerced statement to police. Chester Tompkins was convicted of a January 10, 2000 murder outside a shopping mall in Southfield, Michigan. He fled the scene but was arrested about a year later in Ohio. Local police began what turned out to be a three-hour interrogation, with Tompkins at first forced to read aloud part of a copy of constitutional rights derived from the original Miranda case that went before the Supreme Court in 1966. The five rights included the warning, "Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. The right to decide at any time before or during questioning to use your right to remain silent." Tompkins refused to sign the form, and there was strong disagreement over whether he verbally confirmed he understood them. He remained mostly silent during questioning, but later implicated himself in the shooting. He was later convicted of first-degree murder and other offenses. The court majority sided with the police's version of the events, which isn't surprising. The Judge Kennedy concluded that Tompkins did not say that he wanted to remain silent or that he did not want to talk to the police. Had he made either of these simple, unambiguous statements, he would have invoked his right to cut off questioning. Well, I don't think the right to remain silent is the same as a right to cut off questioning. That's the first time I've ever heard of that. Now, I'm no legal scholar, and clearly this guy does this for his living, but it would seem to me that if a cop tells you, he starts asking you questions, and or rather gives you the Miranda warning, starts asking you questions, and you talk to him, or rather you refuse to talk to him, or you even say to him that I'm going to invoke my right to remain silent, that wouldn't necessarily stop them from asking you questions.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of questioning is going on when a guy's not answering?
Well, here he did neither, according to Kennedy, so he did not invoke his right to remain silent. His views were supported by others on the courts. The Federal Appeals Court agreed with Tompkins that his confession should be thrown out, but the High Court reversed that decision. In a sharp dissent, Justice Sotomayor called the court's ruling a major retreat from protections against self-incrimination guaranteed by the original Miranda warning, saying criminal suspects must now unambiguously invoke their right to remain silent, which counterintuitively requires them to speak. She gets that one. At the same time, suspects will be legally presumed to have waived their rights.
She's a liberal shill!
Even if they've given no clear expression of their intent to do so. Those results, in my view, find no basis in Miranda or our subsequent cases and are inconsistent with the fair trial principles on which those precedents are grounded.
Yeah, somebody's going to have a stern talking to that lady.
Sotomayor said the Tompkins ruling turns Miranda upside down. Tompkins had implicated himself after police asked if he believed in God. After replying yes, officers then asked, "Do you pray to God to forgive you for shooting that boy down?" Asking about victim Samuel Morris, the court transcript said Tompkins replied yes and turned away, but later refused to make a written confession. So the Supreme Court has ruled that now if you are in police custody and you wish to remain silent, that you must speak. Does it get any more crazy than that? Any more double-speakish than that? I mean, what kind of a bizarro world is this?
Well, they really can't force you. I mean, it's a pointless ruling because there's nothing that you can do. I mean, the guys didn't get in trouble before not speaking. He got in trouble for speaking.
That's right.
And so
clearly, it's always a good idea to not speak to the police. What is it? Where are you going?
Well, I'm just saying that the ruling doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was kind of the question.
If you don't
want
to speak to the police,
before.
You don't speak to the police.
Right. Is if he just, even if he didn't invoke his right to remain silent, if he just remained silent and didn't say yes to that question, it wouldn't have been a problem. Because he spoke and said yes, then he incriminated himself there. Because he didn't remain silent.
No, I understand where you guys are coming from, but if what you're saying is this is not important, why would the Supreme Court even look at this case?
I don't know. It seems to me that it's I don't know in particular, and I don't understand exactly how they're ruling on this. I don't get it entirely. It seems to me you've got the right to remain silent, and because how can they take it away from you?
You know, I suppose they could beat it out of you.
I suppose they
could torture you,
but then at that point it did say without coercion. So if they don't beat it out of you, then you have the right to remain silent.
I also wonder if you actually invoked your right to remain silent, and then they started talking with you, and they kind of tricked you into talking. Whether that would be a way to trip them up. So maybe that's what it's about. Is that once you say I'm exercising my right to remain silent, you know, they could theoretically try to trick you into saying a word like yes to a question like that. So maybe that's what it's really about.
And I mean, there's always, if you feel like it's getting a little heated there, there's always this wonderful line that works every time. Hey, I know you're not a donut jockey because I asked to see my lawyer, and you're not my lawyer. Now go get my lawyer.
And put that taser away.
Every time you say it, there's nothing they can do when you say that.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to.
I know you're not talking to me because I asked to see my lawyer, and that would mean that my lawyer was talking to me. You must be my lawyer.
I love that, Mark. That's great. I would love to hear from some of our lawyerly type listeners, maybe some people that are legal eagles. What do you think about this Supreme Court decision? Is it kind of pointless, like Mark was suggesting there? 800-259-9231. Because I understand where you're coming from, Mark, with what you're saying. But I just don't know about that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Your speculation is welcome, or you can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Belladin Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Belladin Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to BetterThanRocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's BetterThanRocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so do enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, and get it, get this program on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative option at amp.freetalklive.com. Wayne and Mark joining us tonight, joining me tonight here in the studio, and we will take your phone calls about anything coming up. In fact, right now, more absurdities. This one from Indiana. Buying a beer? Have your ID ready. I got, by the way, this story from the front page, and actually the last one as well, about the Supreme Court, from the front page of freetalklive.com, which actually our website allows you to suggest show prep to us so we can know what you want to hear talked about on this program. You can go and submit your own show prep suggestions. It's free, of course. You just go, plug it into the system. The system checks to see if it's already there. If so, it brings it up for you, and you can vote on it. If it's not there, it adds it to the system, and then other people can vote on whether they like it or not. The most popular items make it to the front page of our website.
I'm very interested in the story you're going to read here, the shocking news that someone might ask you for an ID if you order beer.
Yeah, here it is. Leonard Washington said making sure he has his proper identification is the last thing on his mind when heading to the liquor store. The 56-year-old Lafayette resident thanks his gray hair and wrinkles for keeping most of his trips for beer and wine short and sweet. He said, I think it's safe to say I didn't just turn 21, and they're pretty sure I'm not going to pull out a fake ID. I'm an old man, so they tend to leave me alone. As long as I have enough cash on me, I'm in and out. However, Washington and other residents who become accustomed to picking up alcohol without first showing their ID will soon be forced to break the habit, thanks to a recently passed mandatory carding law. Starting July 1st, any licensed server selling alcohol for off-premise consumption will be required to card all Hoosiers, regardless of how old they look.
This is going to be great.
That means that all retailers, from supermarkets to packaged liquor stores, will be turning away customers without identification.
Yeah, you know, this is... I never fault the functionary.
You didn't see this one coming, though, did you?
The clerk. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, okay.
The clerk that requires my ID, because I know that their butt's on the line. Then for whatever reason, the government has decided we're going to fine that person. In some states, this is so, and I believe it's
they'll arrest them.
Yeah, they'll do awful things to that person if they, for whatever reason, you know, sell to somebody who's underage. One of the problems is, though, if you ask somebody who's obviously over the age of 21 for their ID and then they can't produce it, at that point, I believe it becomes illegal to sell to them. Whereas it wasn't illegal if you didn't ask for the ID and they were over 21. You understand the difficulty? So I don't generally blame those people. I just want my beer, whatever.
They're just victims of obedience in the system.
But this is really pretty silly. The idea that you have to card everyone, that nobody without an ID can buy beer. It doesn't matter how old you are. It matters whether you have the ID or not.
Yeah, isn't that – it's kind of intimidating and scary from kind of a – governmental control perspective, because right now, if you are one who wants to exist kind of outside the system, or even if you're just homeless or something like that, you may not have a government identification card. Maybe you don't drive. You know, you don't have a car. You hitchhike everywhere, or you walk, or you take the bus, or whatever.
I've met people like this.
Absolutely.
It amazes me. But
Especially in urban areas. I mean, if you think about it, here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is not the most urban areas, but it's very not the most of urban area, but it's incredibly small. So it's easy to bike and walk about. There are a lot of people around here who don't have cars. And so what's the need for a government ID? Well, now you have to have one in Indiana if you want to buy alcohol. Which means that everybody who shows up at a liquor store who didn't know about this is going to be getting a real rude wake-up call, and anybody that doesn't have a government ID is all of a sudden going to have a reason to go out and jump through whatever hoops they put up to go out and get this government ID, meaning more fingerprints on record or whatever it is they require in Indiana. If it's one of those real ID kind of states, it may be fairly onerous to get one of these government IDs. That they'd have to go out and submit their personal biometric information to the government, their photograph and any kind of personal details. And I mean, birth certificates? Can you get a government ID without a birth certificate? How many homeless people?
I don't think you can.
It's hard. It's really difficult now to get a driver's license without all your papers getting in order.
Well, now it's not necessarily driver's license, right? Because some states have just government ID.
Sure.
To where you can't drive, but you still want to go and buy alcohol, you might need to have one of these government IDs.
But remember, 10 years ago, you could go to the airport, didn't have to show ID to get on the plane, and now you've got to show an ID to get to check in.
So this is just one more place. So
to show your papers.
So they've got you at the airports, but not everybody flies. So now, in Indiana, this is going to affect a tremendous amount of the population. If you think about it, I mean, because Americans, far and wide, high ages to very young ages, drink alcohol. And, yeah, okay, it's certainly the case that you can have somebody go buy your alcohol for you. So that will be one way around this. You know, you'll have somebody who you know that can go and take care of this if you don't have one of these government
There's always
IDs.
Mr. Beer.
But what is that, a delivery service?
No, it's a it's a brew-your-own kit.
Oh, neat. There are going to be other ways around this, of course. And clearly, outside the marketplace, kind of gray market beer brewing and sales and bathtub gin and things like that might be solutions here. But
and I wonder about the enforcement of this. It's one thing to ask to demand that people show their ID. But, you know, when you're talking about bars that are used to seeing particular people come in, they know who's who.
Yeah. Do they have to ask every single time?
Do they every beer every time?
That's
and
a good question.
What's the penalty if I don't ask when I know my bar patron is not some kid?
Let's get a little further then and find out more from jconline.com. Anyone who fails to check for ID during a transaction can
a transaction.
Be cited with a criminal misdemeanor.
That's crazy. This is crazy.
So, yeah, all retailers from supermarkets to packaged liquor stores will be turning away customers without ID. Restaurants, bars, and other businesses where patrons consume alcohol on site are not affected by the change.
Okay.
So you can sit down at a bar and you can order a drink, but you cannot without showing ID if you look old enough. But you cannot walk into the grocery store, the liquor store, or the convenience store and purchase alcohol without showing identification. In anticipation of the new rules, many Lafayette-area retailers have already rolled out new mandatory carding procedures. According to the director of the Drug Free Coalition of Tippecanoe County, we appreciate their commitment to ensure that every person that purchases alcohol does so legally. It may be a bit of an adjustment. This minor inconvenience of showing identification will help ensure that we keep alcohol out of the hands of minors. Is that really their justification for this? Are you kidding me? I mean, that do they expect people to believe that that's the reasoning for this? Is that really what they think?
You know, what's really funny is the people, the politicians who say stuff like that, what you'll find out is a few months later, you'll find out they had some big party at their house and they were feeding teenagers alcohol.
So typical. But it seems like now maybe I'm just being conspiratorial here, you know, because maybe this was proposed by some Mothers Against Drunk Driving types, the busybodies. Maybe it was proposed by them as a way to finally stamp out those 21-year-olds that look like they're 50. What? I mean, it seems so clear to me that this is a plot to put more government identification cards in the hands of Indianans. That's what it seems to me. Because how ludicrous.
It just seems like it's trying to make the process of buying alcohol and beer more difficult is what it seems like to me.
Because, there's that too? Okay.
Yeah, the America still has this idea.
It's prohibitionist.
Yeah, it is. There are dry counties in this nation. And this is just, to me, a step on that road. The intention is it's just that much more difficult. You forgot your ID at home? Well, you can't buy beer today.
It's just so annoying. As she says,
I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like for the adult going out in the parking lot, finding some other adult, say, hey, look, man, I forgot my ID at home. Could you do me a favor? Here's $20. Buy me a case of Mick Light, and you can keep the change, dude. I mean, how utterly stupid and embarrassing.
I fully expect our community to support this initiative.
Yeah, I don't support it, and I imagine there are people like me there.
Yeah, but they'll go along with it because it's the only way they're going to be able to get their alcohol.
Well, right. What does fully support mean? not burn you an effigy on that town square?
Apparently some of the Indiana Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association folks voluntarily implemented a mandatory carding policy in all affiliated shops. They've been, throughout the state, they've been carding their customers for months. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this? Are you in Indiana? Can you share your thoughts? This is a first, I have to say. I don't think this kind of law exists anywhere else. I could be wrong. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.